We are turning for now to the war against terrorism. The United States has devoted billions of dollars to fighting terrorism overseas in the years since the 9/11 attacks. But as the U.S. draws down from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Justice Department is increasingly warning about the danger posed by radicals right here on American soil. Attorney General Eric Holder wants prosecutors and FBI agents to devote more attention to that threat. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports.
Nearly two decades ago, after the Oklahoma City bombing killed 168 people, the Justice Department launched a group to fight domestic terrorism. That group was set to meet on September 11, 2001, but the meeting got canceled and the idea shelved as the U.S. turned to fight terrorists in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Now, Attorney General Eric Holder will relaunch the group, focused this time on homegrown extremists. Neil McBride, a former U.S. attorney in Virginia, explains why.
The threat from Al-Qaeda is much more diffuse after 9/11, and the threats posed by a single, you know, horribly misguided citizen or permanent legal resident in the U.S. is, in a sense, as great as what core Al-Qaeda posed before 9/11.
Threats like the deadly shootings at Jewish facilities in Kansas this year, the attack at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin that killed six people in 2012, and a bomb designed to detonate at the Martin Luther King Day parade in Washington. The man involved in that case got 32 years in prison. Beth Wilkinson helped prosecute the Oklahoma City bomber. She says any system that promotes sharing information between the Justice Department and the FBI makes sense.
In many cases, and we saw one in Oklahoma City, there are individual events that sometimes could trigger the need for an investigation. And sometimes those events don't get noticed and don't get put together with events in other states or other jurisdictions.
Wilkinson says she's not sure there's another Oklahoma City-type threat these days, but more attention to the issues can't hurt.
Better to put the task force together early if there isn't a large national problem. Then great. And if there is such problem, then law enforcement will be prepared.
Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.